So again, so with the parasha behind it, Rishon talks about the union of Shvius, the mitzvah of Shvius, all the pratim that we spoke in the Shvus Thursday night. The end, the Torah tells us another din. If you roiv Hashanim tarben mitnasa, if you moit Hashanim tarben mitnasa, ki mispar tvuas hu moichaloch, loisonu ishas am ibe velois. Before it says that a person should be careful that if he's selling a memko, people have been asking me recently about the shayla, which is a problem. You can talk with me about it afterwards, but you know, for no terrible problem that goes on. Or no, it's mamon, furniture packages. I am the local Orthodox rabbi, very Shem Yirach, it's a big problem. Anyway, but I'm not going to the halacha right now. But the Torah says, You're not allowed to cause the shear of Oino. That's what Torah says. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, we can understand this lab, what's said over here in this part of Torah, because the Etzem, you're selling karaka, you're selling something over here, we're talking about selling karaka also, that's the next parashah, if you're Oiva Shamin, that you're selling karaka till to this man of Shemitah, till Shemitah. Or Yoivel, same character to Yoivel, so you have to know how much time is of Yoivel. So you might ma'ana him. That's what rather than, so I see the hemshim, what the Torah talks about. All the Torah is talking about selling products over here. So the Torah tells the Isser, the love of Oino and Momoin, that you're not allowed to cheat, you're not allowed to charge an exorbitant price to something that's not worth it. And cheetah, and like the pasukim say that it's very, very could be common when you're selling karka, when it's not going to be by the guy forever. Yoel has to be chayzer, so you have to know exactly how many years and sell a few years. That's the issue. But the Torah is mamshir after that. But like so, you know, ishus hamitzoy v'yaveisim elikecha kani Hashem elikecha. There, the Torah talks about another type of anor. Rashi says. Kan hizir al noz dvorim shlo yakten es chaveru lo yasiena eitzu sheno ikenes loy if you have no also of your yates mitzim yodeya lero of your race of elikecha. So it was bothering me, Rabbi Yisrael Shtiglo or Rabbi in the parasha first episode in the Torah brought al noz dvorim in this parasha hagam. We could say that one mahav, you could say parasha that since we're talking about al noz, we said there's also al noz dvorim. But lechor, what's the location of the din of parasha? I know it's dvorim to the parasha of what we were talking about before. Like we said, I know it's mamoin. It makes sense in the parasha. Like Rashi Shtigol Mashva, that's the common for common. It may be more common to have an oiz dvorim during the when a sale. That you're reckoning with shviyas with yoivel. You're not reckoning with yoivel. You have to sell the feedback of the years that he's going to be using. Okay, so then just be careful in the price because you could cheat him out, and you have to reckon with yoivel. So to go back. So here's the mokko and the pesach for cheating and not being fair. And but the noz dvarim lechayr is it didn't stop not to be oim honest. So what's the mokko? So I want to say ulay as a. I want to say like this, that Be'etzem, that's Tzvei Mahalchim Be'etzem. One Mahalchim is Be'etzem, that it could be a, so again, the posture could be, because I know, so we talked about all different types of I know. But it could be very well be, Rabbi Yisrael, that licked in the I know us, Momo, and there's a Mokhan for it, we have to be Maz in the same place, because I say, what's the Svara of I know us, why would a person want to have I know us Momo for? What, where does it come from? Okay, so you can say, Stam, people want to make money. But, you know, like they said, listen, I spent on the furniture package $8,000. So what? It's now 4 years later. The furniture went out of style with the Mohicans, but he's still trying $8,000 for the couch with three legs. Okay, what's one more leg? He's still missing a leg. Stick a banana in there, you know, hold it up somehow with something else. So what? Okay, so the guy wants to make money, he comes together out of that, but the mice we're yidin. So why would a yid want the heritage of say, I know it comes from another zach. That's when a person sells something, as she says, the tab of a person to sell something, Gemara says, "Loi kiminis hakadosh baruch hu minis basi v'dam." Minis basi v'dam. Brachas 5a. Minis basi v'dam. Adam moichas chayvitz. Adam is moichas atzuv. Okay, asameh hakadosh ma'enu came. Most nasal on toy v'sama. Why is moichas mitay toycha? A person doesn't sell much of your field. A person sells his fields. We see later on it comes from. It's not a person in the matzav of going down. Meaning the nature of a person, he wants to have the upper hand. That's the nature of a person. You don't want to be a loser. You want to be a winner. If you have to sell your field, the guy's taking over your property, he's taking over your field. You need money, you need cash, it's difficult. There's a certain feeling of, so you want to get it back. How do you get it back? By getting the upper hand, by charging a bissel, I know, and more. So the Torah is saying, okay, you can't do that. Okay, but what's with the feeling? It's a noise story. I can stalk the guy, say a word to him, say him something. Meaning, the tether of a person is, so it could be in the pouch of him, you know, in the moment, it's licked there, a chashash of a noise. Even if we were mazir, a guy in a noise, so you can't cheat him out. But I have to walk away feeling, before he got my character. So, I'll say, you know, how's your glasses doing? You know, his glasses were broken. Say something that gives him. So what do you wait? It's that he is the feeling of that I had to hear the word. I had to come. I had to lower myself. I went out as a little bit of, to lift myself up. After the esteem went a little bit lower because the fact that I had to sell my property. And the nature of a person is always has to have that feeling that I'm on top. That's the nature. Even though it's lemaisa, something that person has to work for. It's not an emissary goshen in Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit. You have to realize that whoever's on top, whatever's best for the Ibanish, whoever's on top, whoever's right, that's what I call it, that's what Shkochet wants. So if I have to have the feeling that, you know, Fagin Yenim. But no, the Teva person not to Fagin Yenim. Teva person, I have to walk away with the last word, right? I have to walk away with the last word. It's a Mela. So that's what the Teva is telling. Hagan, you do, and you can't cheat her out. Okay, I can't cheat him out. Myself. Why would I want to cheat him out? Because I want to be a winner here. I had to sell my character, but I want to be a winner. But you can't do that. Okay, so how am I going to walk away? I had to sell my field. I said I had some cash, but I had to sell my property, real estate, to go up in another 10 years. So, okay, walk away. Your nose looks a little bit big, you know? Yeah, I should buy my field, but you have a stick of a big nose, no? Maybe you'll enjoy the whiff of the wheat with that big nose. You know, you just want to say something, what's that? You walk away with the feeling that you stickle on top. The Torah is telling us, no, it's a good stickle. That's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit, you don't have to walk on top. If the Hashkoch is, he has to have the Sada. The Hashkoch is that Lemaisa service shall dover. Hashkoch is that service shall dover. The service shall dover. Somebody else is having a simcha. So you don't have to be the, it's his simcha. Fagin. Let him be happy today. No. You know, very nice having simcha. But I have to be on top always. And then whatever, we meet up two guys. You have to be fast. So what do you say? Hashkoch shtoch. That gives you the feeling of. And this is a very, very important Ben Amu Chavera, but he said the nature of all these Anosto, which is a terrible thing, it comes from a Midah Raw that I can't forgive Yenim. I have to be better than Yenim. I have to be on top of Yenim. That's where this nature comes from. You have to, and by making a little dig, so you try that you're lowering him, now I feel better myself. And that's how a person gets a good feeling in himself. He's not doing it, he's doing it, and that's for the Yeshua Kecha, it's muscle and lev. Because the lev is, why are you doing it, Batsim? You're doing it because it says also, so don't say about tshuva. I remember your past. Oh, maybe you say because you want to build him up. No, deep down you want to feel better than him. This about tshuva steiging, he's doing 30 blood a day. You're sitting there still fetching schmoozing, and you see him steiging away. So you have to, I know where you went to, I know what school you went to. I know, what you're doing in your past. It's good to see now. Now, in your mind, you're building him up. It's good to see how you're learning so stark today. I remember you when you had your hair. I remember when you had a long beard on the other side. I remember the beautiful beard you had on the other side you had with a ponytail and everything. Wow, look at you today. She said, wow, look, what a chashva yid. He goes, mechada yid. You're doing it. You're jealous of this guy. He's finishing masechtas. You're sitting there doing nothing, and here he's finishing his mishpamish. It's chashi b'yir. He has the good kasha and shia. You go over the power. Wow, such a good kasha. Wow, for a guy who was an Amma Oretz a few years ago. Wow, unbelievable. Look how far you came. What is it in the labor? But I say, he doesn't want to make this guy feel good. In heart, he has guilt. Listen, this guy came up the street. He asked for Kiva Eger's kasha. I can't even read the name of Kiva Eger. Having trouble with the name. And he has the kasha. Beautiful. What, you feel jealous. You have to be on top. So you dig. What do you mean? Oh, you're giving such a compliment. You don't mean the compliment. You want to be... And my son, it's very legal, but he's like, Shalom Bayit, this is the greatest thing, but he's like, the man always has to have the last two words. You know, he has to have the last two words. She said something, you know, he has to have a dig, and she said something, you have to dig back, and then, basically, you have to understand, you know, you don't have to be on top, you don't have to be in control. If that's the right, she said something good sometimes, how can my wife be the one who's giving me a good idea? Me, my wife said she's a good idea. How could it be? You know, I'm supposed to be most smarter than her. You know, to say something back and this and that. And tea. The man should always have the last two words. Yes, dear. That's it. Those are the last two words the man should have. But Emma's thinking about it. Person has to be Emma. Don't muscle her leg. Person with time. What are you saying that word to your wife? Because she outsmarted you or she said something that day. What are you saying it for? Do you mean it, Emma? It's like, no, it's tomorrow, but you say so. You want to get back. Well, my sister, sometimes it's something that she didn't do in the house, so you want to get back. Well, my sister, it's Emma's, you know, but why are you doing it? Because, you want to get back at her. It's in the comments. It's like, no, it's tomorrow, but you say, no, it's tomorrow. Because I'll say, no, it's tomorrow is much, much worse. So I'll say, no, it's tomorrow is much worse. I'll say, Emma, kiwesh me, lakecho. The person has to really care for no, it's tomorrow, but really what the makar is. Because one thing, because I can't be lower than somebody else, I have to feel on top, I feel better, and that word comes from, is a wrong mahalach, the person has to understand, we're here for Avodas Hashem, we're here for serving the Ibn Shalom, we're here for the Tachas, and what the Ibn Shalom's Rosh should come out, is the Neila, the person with Dachtig in that, so then Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, the Bracha comes, like the Pasukim say, the Ramban says, afterwards it says, the Ramban asks, what's a chukkois mishpotai? The Ramban says, chukim is shmita. That's a choy. Mishpotai is this thing. No, it's strong, it's mishpotim. No, it's momon, no, it's strong, it's mishpotim. First, understand you shouldn't hurt somebody, try to hurt somebody. So I want to always want to tell you that mishchus there, there's two things it says. Vishavtim ala oretz, loveta. Vishavtim ala oretz is the pshat, is loveta. You sit on the oretz, that's one thing. But the earth doesn't appear yet. Like the chutz from the etzim fact, shalom earth of beta, you'll be protected. But there's an etzim din, a parent saying, you'll be zirchot to pay, you know, it's the schus, the chukin. You shalom earth of beta, that's because shmita. But the schus, the ino, ben al-chaveira, is an extra bracha that comes to the land, but it's schus ben al-chaveira, it's oichot pay, you're saying, by the mazer. You have to understand what I'm saying. The seriousness of an astron, what it's coming from, and especially in Indian, Mara says that a woman is close to tears. Chazal said a person of Oinah's throne that brings tears is a much higher dig. A person brings tears to his wife. Makes a small dig. The person has to be very careful how he says things. A woman is very perceptive sometimes, and he wants to dig back. And it's all because, you know, something he's not getting something, something that it's Oinah's throne, you erase him with a careful. The person has to understand that it comes to the understanding that I'm infinitely burning for them. And if it's MS, if it's the right thing, and I don't say something back. I don't have to always be on top. I have to lower myself and humble myself. Zeicha to the Madrega Amitis of Anova, which leads to all the Madregas Amitis. Okay.